My dear people, as I take my leave this week, I want to take the time to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support and your generosity towards me, but especially the parish over the last 14 years. It really has been a privilege to have known you and be part of your lives in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. And through these relationships, you have helped me to become the person I am today. And so if I hurt anyone during our relationship, our time together, I am sorry. It was never, never out of malice. Maybe just a bad day for me. I want especially to thank all the ministry leaders who have helped the parish team to make Our Lady Queen of the World what it is today. We wanted to celebrate our 60th anniversary with all kinds of events, but I know you will always remember this year, the pandemic, quite an event indeed. From the moment I came here, I said, this is not my parish, it is yours. And so I must admit, I am so proud as to how you have made it one of the best parishes in the Archdiocese. Last but not the least, I want to applaud the beautiful team that supported me, loved me, encouraged me, and allowed me to be who I am during my time here. You will always have a place in my heart. And so I thank you all, especially Father Giorgio, certainly, who will take over, and I hope you will support Donata, who's been with me since the beginning, Father Jim, who's been helping out, Kathy, Deacon Robert, Dorothy, Les, Lori, Angela Lombardi, Angela Cerondolo, Amado and Luvi, Michelle, the youth who work at the office, and Susan. I applaud you and thank you. And so I want to remember all the parishioners that never to forget that if there were no women, there would be no church. The proof, of course, Mary herself, Mary Queen of the World, and all the women working at the parish and worshiping here. So I would like to leave you today with the same blessing I give to people when I was first ordained nearly 34 years ago. Please bow your head. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. And I add to this prayer, may the peace that I and Our Lady Queen of the World wishes for you all be with you. Amen.